Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio live from, yes, the Big Easy, New Orleans. We are live on Radio Row in New Orleans. We get set for Super Bowl 59 on Sunday. The referee thing, I think it's so overblown. A lot of people, though, they don't think that. They think this is a real, no doubt about it thing that it could affect this football game. And thinks really believe that the Eagles will be in a bad way because of it. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Seth Joyner, his take on the Chiefs and the refs and what the Eagles need to do to win this game.
I mean, it's right there for everybody to see. I talked about it, you know, during the Texans game, and I tweeted it not only the NFL, I tweeted it the NFL officiating. It's getting ridiculous now because it's getting to the place now where they're not even trying to hide it, you know, and that's just wrong. You know, it has to be fair and balanced, but you know what, as a team, as a player, you can't complain about it. You just have to figure out a way to remove yourself from those situations. But, you know, hey, listen, when there's smoke, there's fire. If it consistently happens again and again and again and again, then there's something there. And as what the Eagles have to do is not allow themselves to be put in those situations where the referees can give the Chiefs an advantage. They're going to New Orleans, and I'm telling you right now, they're going to have to play against two teams. They're going to have to beat the Chiefs, but they're going to have to also beat the referees.
Boy, that was a strong cut by Seth. I don't want to agree, but the way he framed it, they're going to have to beat two teams. Like, well, that hits when you hear like the way he's framed it.
Well, and see, Seth said something that resonates with me, and that's how most NFL players feel, is that you have to take the power out of the ref's hands. Yeah. How do you do that? Play disciplined football. That's why, for me, it's not as egregious. I hear everything he's saying. I understand where he's coming from. But as a defender, I have the power to control that narrative. And how do I do that? Go out there and play sound football. Play smart football. Keep my energy and my feelings in check. Don't get too overly hyped so when certain things happen during the course of the game, I retaliate. That puts my team in a bad spot. That's how you combat the refs. You take them out of the game. You let them call a clean game by doing stuff that doesn't allow them to be in a position to throw the penalty.
So I went, you know, we had a caller earlier who claimed that the Chiefs have won the turn of the penalty differential in like 17 straight games. That's not true. We went back and found the Steeler game in December where they had way more penalties. But you know, I was looking through just to see what they were talking about. You know, in a lot of games, yes, they have less penalties, but it's close. It's like 6-5, 5-3. So like, it's going to even. It probably will come close to evening out. Is there going to be a call on Sunday that frustrates everyone listening to us?
Oh, Dave.
But you got to move on. I mean, you got to move on and still try to win the football game. Like, the Chiefs aren't perfect. They've lost one game this year. They've lost a Super Bowl before. They can be beat. Just beat them. If you play well, you can win this football game. 215-592-9494. Sean in Philadelphia is up. What's up, Sean?
Hey, man. Listen, man. I agree with the Eagles having to go out there and try to prevent as many penalties as possible and play the best game to their ability. But if you don't watch these Kansas City games and not see that these refs give calls to these guys at crucial times during the game, even during the times when the game is on the line, out of nowhere he'll get a call that is not really, you know, necessary to give him a call. No holding, all of that stuff factors in. But I do believe that the Eagles are going to go out there and kick butt and stay focused and try to prevent making any penalties, but you got to pay attention to what be going on in these games. You have to. And you have to speak up on it so that the refs can straighten up and play a fair game.
Yeah, but if we talk about it, they're gonna change the way they ref, Sean. I mean, they're gonna do what they do. I mean, you and I yelling about it, it's not gonna change anything.
Yeah, they're gonna do what they're gonna do. But they gotta be mindful that the world is watching. The world is watching. So play a fair game. The Eagles made it to the Super Bowl fairly. Kansas City Chiefs made it to the Super Bowl fairly. They're a great team, but it's certain times during a game where they'll get a holding call or roughing a passer call, and I think they really need to look into that call, roughing a passer, because these guys can't control their body. They're running towards the quarterback, going top speed. How can you change your direction
Well, you can't. But Hugh said this earlier. But here's the reality. They don't want the quarterbacks hurt because the quarterbacks drive the product. I mean, like we like defense and running the football here.
They get paid a whole lot of money, though.
Yeah, of course they do.
They get paid a whole lot of money.
No, I agree.
They get hurt. You know, that comes with the game.
It does come with the game, but let's not. No, Sean, I agree with you, but let's not pretend it's not a television product. This isn't just a Chiefs and Mahomes thing. Sean, we appreciate the phone call. Hugh, they put all these rules in 10, 15 years ago for a reason.
Yeah.
They wanted the quarterbacks healthy.
Upright.
Yes.
And what was that year? Was it last year when we had like 13 of 20? Yeah, like 20-some different starting quarterbacks or
it's
something?
It's tough to watch without
quarterbacks. Yeah, it's not the same product, man.
No, it really isn't. We have some breaking news back at home in Philadelphia?
Yes, we do.
What do we got here? We got
so the Sixers have made a trade.
Well, did they trade away a forward they just acquired this offseason?
Unfortunately, they did not. Probably not anywhere near as big as the trade that the Lakers just made, but Caleb Martin's out. He went to Dallas.
Caleb Martin. Okay, Caleb Martin to the Mavericks here. So Martin out. I mean, he has been a guy playing 30 minutes a night. I mean, he's fine. He's an okay player.
Yeah.
It does make you wonder, Hugh, if they're starting to come to their reality of this season and they're going to start to pay.
You think they didn't realize that when
Joel stopped playing?
That wasn't.
Hold on, he's coming back.
Oh, Joel's come back playing tonight?
They all practiced, I think, yesterday.
Oh, wow. Can't wait. Get me to a TV screen.
So we're getting Quentin Grimes back and a second-round pick.
Okay.
So yep, loading up.
Yep.
So what does it be, 442 games for Joel as opposed to missing 401?
Something like that.
Somewhere around there.
We were watching when we first got here Sunday. They were up on the Celtics by like 20. We were watching when we went out to one place. And they lost that game. They were up by 26 in that game. It's been a miserable Sixer season. I hope they tear it down more. I would if the Warriors would take Paul George, I would dump him in a heartbeat. I would start to reset this thing and move on. But we'll see if that happens. All right, 215-592-9494. Joe on the sell is up. Hey, Joe.
Joe.
Hey, fellas. Hey, Hugh, I got a prop bet at the end that's going to make you a rich man.
What you got?
Well, Hugh needs some help. I mean, that account went down to zero.
Struggle bus.
Well, first, the referees. Like, I think you and I are about the same age, and this all started with Wayne Gretzky. Anytime you got near him, you got a penalty. So these owners all got together, and you got to protect your investments. I get it, but what people are saying is it's kind of true, because if you look at the Chiefs' stats, the last 3 years, 1 year they were tied, but the last 2 years, they penalties for a first down, they've exceeded everybody else in the league. So it's those first down penalties that you really got to watch, you know, and whether Mahomes knows how to throw it to a guy when he's in a penalty situation or he's getting closed in on or he grabs somebody, maybe that's just Mahomes' credit. But it does seem a little crooked at times, I'll tell you that.
Well, a lot of people will say that. I just pulled it up here, and I know there's different ways to look at it. You know, it's not just yards. It could be penalties. It could be when they happen, third down. But if you just look at the net penalties this year, like how many your team had versus how many their team had. Hugh, they had 18 more than their opponents. But that's not that much different than Buffalo, who had 14 more. Pittsburgh had 19 more. Miami had 11 more.
It's them penalties for first down that really gets me. Because you stop them or you get them in field goal range, and then next thing you know, they got a first down.
Yeah,
but I really think the keys to the game are when we get to the line of scrimmage, whether we're up in the game or maybe just down by 3 points, take the play clock all the way down to 2 seconds. Every single time you keep the ball out of Mahomes' hands, that is the biggest key to that game that they could possibly do. But I'm not quite 55-0 like Marple Mack. That's a little insane. But I am predicting a blowout for the Eagles. They got the best defense. And this people are just going to be shocked what happens. They're going to come out and dominate. But you, 15,000-1 odds, MVP of the game, Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz.
Spoke last night. Joe, appreciate it. Carson talked last night about his time in Philadelphia. I wish it ended differently.
So
you're not putting the bet in
for Carson Wentz to be the MVP or what game?
The one on Sunday.
Of this one? How's he gonna play?
Well, I mean, the idea would be Mahomes would have to get hurt. I mean, early in the game, and then he'd have to come in, and the only way that happens, I mean, it's counterintuitive to his prediction, which is an Eagles blowout because the Chiefs would have to win the game.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I'm not gonna bet on that one.
I'm confused.
If Carson Wentz has to come in for the Chiefs as their quarterback, the Eagles are going to rout the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, he's not that guy.
He's not that guy. It was interesting seeing him last night because he really hasn't spoken much about Philadelphia. He really didn't want to do it much when he got traded to Indianapolis. And then I don't even remember if he had a press conference in Washington, and then just things kind of
went south for him, man. He's in a bad way. I guess he's not, because he's here. I mean, he's benefited a lot from being there, you know, being the backup.
I was having this discussion.
Probably making a couple mil.
With Ike yesterday. Do you think it's over for him, or does he get one more shot a la Geno Smith to start again? I think he's 32 years old now, Hugh. If no one gives him a chance this offseason, the time's running out. I don't mean him come in a game if someone gets hurt or play. Someone bring him in to compete to start.
Well, you know what? I was thinking there's a few teams that need a quarterback that they'll probably take a flyer on him. I'm thinking the team that jumped in my head immediately is New Orleans, maybe, the Jets.
If they move on from Rodgers is gone.
Well, I don't think – I just think the temperature in that room just seems to me that they're probably moving on from Rodgers, because I think that Coach Glenn was talking about evaluating it or whatever. So that sounds like he might be a little tired of that. Who else did I think about? I said the Raiders, right? I said the Raiders.
You said New Orleans.
New Orleans, the Raiders.
So
Cleveland.
There's some spots.
There's some spots.
But I do feel it's a now or never thing.
Say if you're going to give him a chance, it would be the Cleveland Browns job.
Kyle, what do you think?
Well,
has the ship passed, or is there a slow shot?
Doesn't it feel like if Andy Reid couldn't revive your career as a quarterback, then you're beat?
I mean, there's that.
Well, like, remember when Baker went to McVay for like 5 weeks and he looked pretty good, and then people were like, oh, maybe. Maybe.
This tells me there's really nothing in there to tap into.
Well, where they scored 0 points when he played in the final game of the season.
That wasn't a promising performance for Wentz's future.
It was not. Let's go to the phone lines here. Tony in Chestnut Hill. What's up, Tony?
What's up? To resolve this issue we're having with everybody, a lot of people believing the referees are fixed.
Yes.
I put a letter to Lori and copy Ray Dinger suggesting that the league hire a forensic accountant once and for all, some outside accounting firm, to go in and audit the referees. It's not an unusual request. They're the ones that are making the calls. I'd have to go look at their bank accounts and put it to bed one way or another. All the speculation is going to go forever.
Reckless.
So you want to look at the bank accounts of the referees that call penalties in Chiefs games?
This is a great idea.
Great.
Yeah.
Why are the referees agreeing to this, Tony?
What?
Why are they agreeing to the audit? Like, why should they hand over their bank account information to Ray Dinger?
Not to Ray Dinger. I said an outside accounting firm.
You included? I thought Ray was doing the audit.
He was CC'd on.
Oh God, no.
But why? Anyway, right. Why would they hand over their account numbers to the audit? Like, what on what grounds?
About to keep their jobs.
No, but on what grounds?
Because you're accusing them.
Yeah, but like I just pulled up the numbers. The Chiefs don't have the most penalties that go their way. Like, what grounds are we using to go after the referees' banks?
Okay, didn't three referees just get terminated from the last Chiefs game?
I don't know if that's true.
It's number one. You asked me a question. Let me answer it. Okay. My second point is if you do an outside objective accounting and you clear the books one way or another, you'll stop all this discussion. Right now, it's going to fester forever, okay? Call it conspiracy theories, whatever you want to call it. Until you get something that's fact-based and not opinion-based, you're going to have this confusion. So why doesn't the league put it together? Say, look, we're going to go in and investigate this. We're going to see if it's real or not. And I'll pick somebody, Markham or somebody, to go ahead and do this.
This feels like some Facebook accusations, Joe.
It might be.
Is this the guy that made the Facebook post about Andy and Trey?
My own eyes. You don't remember the call against the Eagles on a pass interference 2 years ago?
The Bradbury hold, Tony?
Yeah.
That was a terrible call.
He said he held him, Tony.
Yeah, he said he held him, though.
Tony, he held him.
I
found the three refs. No,
but you're using that as your lead example, Tony. It was a hold. I wish they didn't call it either, so we'd all have a parade. He held them, Tony.
I found the story. That you're talking about the three refs, Joe. It says the National Football League has fired three referees for taking part in a large-scale bribery. There is no proof that any referees have been fired or that a bribery scandal took place. It's like an internet story.
Tell me the truth. Wait. You're sitting here arguing all day back and forth on it. Why don't we get some facts? Why don't we get an objective analysis of what's going on?
I'm not arguing. I just Googled.
But Tony, you brought up objective analysis, and then you said to me, and remember that penalty, that ridiculous penalty? And then we all agreed it was a hold.
I'm uncomfortable in this conversation.
So that's one piece of evidence in their favor. But what I'm saying is, if they are screwing around, hold on a minute, I got to try to get you
like
here.
I'm talking to a wall a little bit. Just a little bit.
Okay. So now, Tony, I got you, buddy. I appreciate the passion, and I appreciate Tony wanting to get things right. But what are we?
It's not a real story, though. It's a Facebook post.
That was a lot, Kyle.
It's a lot. This is the kind of callers we invited when we picked this topic today.
Well, you know what this shows? A lot of people do believe, and it's more than 50% of our poll. A lot of people do believe that the referees will be against the Eagles Sunday.
Like, we're not averse to an investigation on the show either, so I do appreciate Tony bringing that to us.
That's true. Now,
there's a lot of hostility in that call.
I do think the NFL has an issue. I don't know if Tony auditing bank accounts of referees is actually legal here. But
he's going after people that ain't even did nothing.
I do think the NFL has a perception issue here.
But why'd he get Ray involved?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Ray part confused me. He was CC'd. Ray didn't check his email, does he?
They did that.
Phone.
They did that when they got in bed with these gambling companies and, you know, took their money. Because now you look at games like that are one-point games, and everybody's doing the, what's it called, the next-gen stats and everything. Mm-hmm. People looking at that and say, oh, that's mighty funny. But everyone that I've seen, that's Patrick Mahomes being a gamesman. Can't be mad at him for that. So – it's just it's unfortunate that here we are.
Yeah, he really workshopped that whole thing. The letter, Ray.
I'm not mad at the workshop though.
No, I mean I
put some thought into it.
Hey, put into it.
Question everything. Put some thought. He put some thought in that.
Even real things. Question them too.
He put some thought into that call.
Call us again, Tony.
No, I liked it. Yeah, we need more of that. We the more conspiracy theories we can have on the.
You hear Kyle say just not today. Cause yeah. We trying to make it through these last.
I can't put him back on the air.
We trying to make it through these last like 45. We trying to get through here.
Oh no, we're already derailed, so you don't have to worry about that.
We're trying to be unscathed. It's only Tuesday. Only Tuesday.
We got a few more to
go. What are we doing today, man? What are we doing today?
Hand grenades.
Yeah, we got to do hand grenades.
I haven't had a beignet yet. I feel like that's my question.
Beignets.
Yeah.
Hold up. You know,
what's the matter?
I mean, I'm not. You know, the other day. On a popular show in Philadelphia, I was telling you about somebody who works on one of the morning shows had an opening. Kyle, I don't think you saw this, but if you go on the internet, you'll see it. He was in New Orleans for a couple of days, and he had the beignet powder all on his face.
Sugar.
Yeah, but it left things for the imagination.
Okay.
And then he, you know, yeah, you got to watch it.
It was supposed to leave it to the imagination?
Well, it was supposed to. It was okay. It was Mike Jerry. Mike Jerry did the most. He did the most yesterday. He did the most. And it left me in a position where, you know how people ask me what I think? And I had to. First of all, you'd be proud of me because I remembered where I was.
Oh, that's important.
And I kept my mouth shut. It left a lot to the imagination.
Was
though.
It supposed to? Was it supposed to have a double meaning?
Well, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of parents out there that say, "Mommy, Daddy, what is he doing?" And they probably had to explain it.
Well, he's pushing the needle.
Yeah,
he's the envelope. He's being provocative.
He pushed that thing too.
I'm gonna try to find this video. Let's go to. Before we go any further, can we hear the latest from our guy? Joe Conklin, he made a song about our trip to New Orleans. Let's hear that.
Attention, air traffic control. A flock of midday drunks is heading to New Orleans.
Super Bowl bound. Defense keeps on trucking. We're going to watch the Eagles get it done. But we've got one more to go, and we can't wait to get there. Super Bowl banner, watch it, Saquon run. Gilio's foot is on the pedal. We all know the stakes. Kyle's screaming, we are late for break. You've been drinking since Atlanta. Fell asleep in Texarkana. We'll bring it home no matter what it takes. Super Bowl bound. This time we ain't f***ing. We're gonna watch the Eagles get it done. But we got one more to go, and we can't wait to get there. Super Bowl banner, watch it, Saquon run.
Oh, David from Joe Conklin here with all about our trip down here. I don't know if we're all drunk, but maybe sometimes.
I wasn't drunk.
Today or yesterday?
Well, I wasn't drunk the other day.
What day?
Sunday.
I don't know about that.
No, I wasn't drunk.
Well, you were.
I mean, I wasn't drunk.
Okay.
You fell asleep at dinner.
No, I'm just saying I wasn't drunk, though. Okay. I mean, you know.
I hear you.
Wasn't drunk.
Okay. Well, you were having a good time. We'll just put it that way.
I was nice, but I wasn't drunk.
There's no question. We thank Joe Conklin for that song. Get info on all Joe's shows at joeconklin.com. All right, let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. He wants to chime in on this ref stuff. What's up, Ed?
Good afternoon, guys. How's everybody
Good afternoon,
doing?
Ed. How are you, buddy?
Doing pretty good. I've had similar feelings before these playoff games to where it's different now because Patrick Mahomes is sort of the elephant in the room. Like, yeah, you definitely need to worry about him. But other than that, like, you can convince yourself, like, with the refs thing, like, it's not a thing until it is. Like, I was, and I don't know what the refs are going to throw or not, but, like, if Mahomes is tiptoeing down the sidelines and his feet are inbound, hit him. and then whatever happens, happens. But if you just, to Hugh's point, like, play disciplined football, but don't let it, like, take your foot off the gas pedal, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but, you know, don't get in a close game. I mean, in a close game, you mentioned Mahomes. In a close game, Ed, obviously a call, even if it's borderline, could go the wrong way. Like, if we can avoid, and I know it's easier said than done because they're the Chiefs and they have Reed and Mahomes, but if we could just put our foot on the gas and get up, like we had Ross Tucker on earlier, he mentioned, you know, trying to maybe winning the game by 10 or 11 points in the fourth quarter. That's what I need. That's what we all need so we can avoid the Mahomes magic and any referee stuff.
Yeah, we ain't trying to see all that.
And before I drop off, I have a borderline. It's not as crazy as Carson for MVP take, but I was thinking about Malcolm Smith, Von Miller, Dexter Jackson. I'm thinking Cooper DeJean returns a kick for a touchdown and has like two picks, and he's a defensive MVP. That's my pick.
I love that one, Ed. That's a fun one. Ed, appreciate the phone call. So it's Cooper's birthday, right? It's Cooper DeJean and Saquon's birthday.
Saquon, Sayshawn. Sayshawn Barkley.
So as everyone gives us their potential BG, you know what I look at those Super Bowl MVP odds.
Who you got?
Well, so Mahomes is the favorite plus 110, Hugh. Mm-hmm. Saquon is second favorite at plus 280. Hurts at plus 350. Then you get to the longer shots, right? Mm-hmm.
Are the refs on there?
Let me look. I'm scrolling
the zebras.
Through. I don't see any zebras. Nope, I don't see them. I am now looking for Cooper DeJean because of what Ed just told us there. You know, why do they list offensive linemen on here? Like, do people really waste their money on this stuff?
Probably.
An offensive lineman?
A lot of degenerates bet on Super Bowl Sunday because they're looking for that easy, fast cash.
Yeah, I mean, aren't we all?
Well, what if they do a trick play to Mailata and he takes it to the house and that's the only score in the game?
I think the odds of that are longer than whatever they're offering. By the way, Cooper DeJean is 200-1. So that's the odds that Cooper to win Super Bowl MVP. All right, 215-592-9494. Your chance to weigh in here. Do you believe the refs will be against the Eagles on Super Bowl Sunday? Plus, Adam Schefter yesterday with the latest on Kellen Moore staying in New Orleans after this game. That's the Extra Calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, live from Radio Row in New Orleans. We got a lot of great guests coming the next couple of days. Colleen Wolf's going to join us.
Wolf.
We'll have Kurt Warner later in the week, Greg Olson. So we're excited for the next few days here on Radio Row. Not as excited for Kellen Moore to coach his last game as the Eagles' offense coordinator on Sunday. It certainly seems we are heading there.
He'll be all right.
So, well, they'll probably be all right. But Hugh, so it hasn't. Nothing's official because everyone's kind of just like saying it's not official, but obviously it is. So here's Adam Schefter yesterday on Kellen Moore and the very high likelihood that he's about to take the Saints job as soon as the Super Bowl ends.
They're waiting, and they're waiting to talk to Kellen Moore, and they're waiting to make sure that they give the Eagles absolutely zero evidence that they've tampered with the guy until after the game. But the fact that they don't have a coach tells you everything you need to know about where this is going.
Well, I mean, so the funny part is that tampering thing, that was 2 years ago, Gannon, the Cardinals, right? And
yeah.
I think that, I'm trying to remember what the compensation was. Didn't they come around on draft night and made the Eagles and Cardinals swap picks or something?
Yeah, something like that. It was something, yeah, they got compensated.
Yeah, the Cardinals got they got docked a draft pick. So the Saints don't want to get in trouble. That's why this whole thing's on ice. He's the coach.
Yeah, and it's kind of, you know, I mean, hey, congratulations to him. Don't have a quarterback coming into a situation that's tumultuous at best with everything they got going on. So, yeah, it's one of those things. If this is what you want to do, bro, I mean, hey, opportunities like this don't come along often. So I guess you got to take advantage of it. But, I mean, boy, I tell you, he ain't working with a whole lot.
No, he's not. I wonder if he's – because remember there was a story a week ago that he was unsure if he wanted to take the job?
Yeah.
I wonder if he used this whole thing for leverage. Like, hey, I can't talk to you to get an extra year on that contract. Because it's going to be a slow build for him. They're not going to be good for a few years.
Yeah. And not only that, like I said, I alluded to, you know, everything else that the Saints have going on for them right now. They need some good publicity.
Yeah, because it's a lot of bad publicity.
Yeah, it's a lot going on with them right now.
Yeah, so, well you know, do you have any worry that it's a distraction for him this week? I don't.
Well,
I do. Go ahead. Like,
well, the type of distraction where we're going to suffer from it, no, I don't think that. I think that, you know, there was a time, like, probably early in the week, you know, there was talk about it. But now you got to lock in and get ready for this.
For me, when they're actually doing the interviews, that's when I think they're distracted. Like earlier in the playoffs, like it's his job now. Now it's just about signing a contract, and they'll introduce him next week.
But they say the hay is in the barn now.
Yeah, right. I doubt this week it's really a significant thing. Now maybe, who knows, behind the scenes, maybe he's sending calls and texts about setting up his staff, and that's distracting. I don't think.
Well, he has. Well, I will say this to that.
He's got to get ready.
There are certain people that probably are in his inner circle.
That they're ready to go.
That they probably got the green light to say, hey, hold tight. You know, something about to shake, this tree about to shake or whatever.
Well, some of those guys might be on the Eagles staff, like his quarterback coach that's gone with him to different spots.
Yeah.
Nussmeier, he might go with him. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Jerry, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Jerry.
Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. What's happening, fellas? How we doing down there?
What's up?
Having a good time? It's a good time down there. I've been through there a couple times, so it's a good time down there.
Before we get started
on the conspiracy theories, Gary Chuckhorn guy is going to be at Chickens and Peace on Friday the 21st from 2 to whenever. Chop it up with whoever wants to meet me. So I'm going to be up there. Mm-hmm. So anybody's listening, I'll be at Chickens and Peace on the 21st. It's in 2 Fridays now.
21st, so. Chickies. All right, write that down.
Yeah, to celebrate our Eagles Super Bowl victory, and I'll have father Jr. jersey on. So
all right.
Okay.
We'll see you there,
all right.
Jerry.
Okay, I'll be there.
Hugh put it in his calendar.
Yeah, good. Sure, yeah. I'm going to chop it up with Hugh. We got some stuff to talk about. So,
like Bigfoot.
All right. So I got another to Hugh.
Definitely. Yes.
I done already struck FanDuel for $272 for future bets. Future bets is where it's at. Okay, I put them back in September, and I just landed them when they won the NFC Championship, and I got another $400 or $500 to go on Sunday when they win again.
That is the way to do it, Jerry. I like the futures too.
Okay,
yeah.
I might take
you get good odds. You just got to wait a while, right?
You just got to wait a little bit, but. You only need to do $10. I bet on everything that's on there pretty much. Basketball, hockey, you name it, I do it. Yeah. I only do $10 a day, and I only do 50 cent parlays. And I'm 50 cent parlays, and I'm ahead on FanDuel for a course of a year of over $250. So I'm just telling you, that's my theory.
We need your help on our parlays. I mean,
because I don't think you guys have hit any all year. I've been following them. I think
thanks
you might
for
have
the
hit
reminder.
One
yeah, we have not. Yeah.
We hit the first one, week one.
Oh, no, we
did. Yeah, I know, and I haven't heard a winner since then. So,
Jerry,
I'm giving you some insight on my theory.
I'm just letting you know, if Kenny Gainwell doesn't get knocked out with a concussion, we clear that with ease. Half a yard off. Half yard.
I would have to. Don't worry. I would have to. I was on that one also. Okay. But, so, here's my thing. I'm not blaming the refs, because the refs are being told to what calls to make by the NFL. It's not the refs. It's not them individually. It's the whole NFL itself.
There's a lot of money involved. The refs are pawns.
There's a lot of money involved. You got the Taylor Swift effect, which makes the ratings of the NFL go up. The NFL playoff ratings were down this year, 16% from last year. Okay? So there's a lot of things involved that go along with this conspiracy theory, and part of it's true, but part of it's not.
So what part do I believe?
That's what I'm trying. I'm still trying to figure that out. I believe it's more true than not true, because I've watched so many of these calls and plays, and I've had money on a lot of them, and there's a lot of fishy stuff that goes along with when these guys make these calls. And
this is a joke, quite frankly.
Jerry, we appreciate it. So, Jerry, patting himself on the back for his 50 cent parlay.
That's a 50 cent parlay.
21st of February, you'll meet him there at Chickie.
He'll be there. Celebrate.
Were you promoting that event?
I guess we just did. I mean,
meet Jerry so we can trash all your parlays that you've made all season long. Jerk.
Don't trash them. Oh, jeez. This is where we're going. And it's only Tuesday. It's only Tuesday.
Jerry came in strong there with that. Yeah, he did.
Hey, look, it sounded like we got quieter. Did we feel kind of bad because we were loud? Now we're trying to conform. Don't be conforming now, Joe. We ain't conformed all this
well,
time.
I didn't want to get louder. I didn't want to yell at Jerry like I yelled at Tony for all his. Let's go to Rick, who's going to help us put this idea to bed. What's up, Rick?
Hey, first, thanks to all you guys for broadcasting from New Orleans, man. It's bringing some Super Bowl energy back here, and I'm loving it.
You got it, Rick. Well, we're happy to be here, and I'm not sure everyone else is happy to be here because we're the loudest.
What more could you expect from Philly, man?
That's right. We came here loud and brash, and then we'll be kicked out at the end.
Yeah, screw those guys.
Thanks to Hugh for packing up his Xbox and dealing with that crappy Wi-Fi down there in that hotel. So we appreciate it.
I have not been here. And today is the reset for Destiny. I cannot play. I cannot get
play?
On.
What's that mean?
That means I'm stuck.
What about your clan?
I gotta wait. My clan, they just got to wait. The clan got to wait till I get back.
Excuse me?
The clan has to wait till I get back. As we are
right,
in
so
the
here,
South.
Here's my thing, right? I'm not buying into this. buying into this conspiracy theory stuff, right? But there's no denying that the NFL has a perception problem here. And Joe, you mentioned it earlier. So I think that, you know, we need to focus on how do they fix it. So my suggestion is, if we think these guys, you know, are seeing something we're not seeing, why don't they wear body cams and let's see what the ref sees? Take that out of the game here. You know, let's replay what they saw. Maybe they saw something we didn't see. I don't know.
You know, that would be fun. Actually, of all the suggestions, that one. Like, imagine if there was a cam, Hugh, a body cam of the ref, right? The ref that makes the call on a big play, and then the NFL puts it on their YouTube page afterwards.
See how they see it.
It would get millions of views.
Yeah, people would watch that, and they still wouldn't be satisfied.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio live from Radio Row in New Orleans. We got a lot of great guests coming the next couple of days. Colleen Wolf's going to join us.
Wolf.
We'll have Kurt Warner later in the week, Greg Olson. So we're excited for the next few days here on Radio Row. Not as excited for Kellen Moore to coach his last game as the Eagles offense coordinator on Sunday. It certainly seems we are heading there.
He'll be all right.
So, they'll probably be all right. But nothing's official because everyone's kind of just like saying it's not official, but obviously it is. So here's Adam Schefter yesterday on Kellen Moore and the very high likelihood that he's about to take the Saints job as soon as the Super Bowl ends.
They're waiting, and they're waiting to talk to Kellen Moore, and they're waiting to make sure that they give the Eagles absolutely zero evidence that they've tampered with the guy until after the game. But the fact that they don't have a coach tells you everything you need to know about where this is going.
Well, I mean, Hugh, so the funny part is that tampering thing, that was 2 years ago, Gannon, the Cardinals, right? And
yeah.
I think that, I'm trying to remember what the compensation was. Didn't they end it, didn't they come around on draft night and made the Eagles and Cardinals swap picks or something?
Yeah, something like that. It was something, yeah, they got compensated.
Yeah, the Cardinals got they got docked a draft pick. So the Saints don't want to get in trouble. That's why this whole thing's on ice. He's the coach.
Yeah, and it's kind of, you know, I mean, hey, congratulations to him. Don't have a quarterback coming into a situation that's tumultuous at best with everything they got going on. So, yeah, it's one of those things. This is what you want to do, bro. I mean, hey, opportunities like this don't come along often. So I guess you got to take advantage of it. But, I tell you, he ain't working with a whole lot.
No, he's not. I wonder if he's – because remember there was a story a week ago that he was unsure if he wanted to take the job?
Yeah.
I wonder if he used this whole thing for leverage. Like, hey, I can't talk to you to get an extra year on that contract. Because it's going to be a slow build for him. They're not going to be good for a few years.
Yeah. And not only that, like I said, I alluded to, you know, everything else that the Saints have going on for them right now. They need some good publicity.
Yeah, because it's a lot of bad publicity.
Yeah, it's a lot going on with them right now.
Yeah, so, well, you know, do you have any worry that it's a distraction for him this week? I don't.
Well,
I do. Go ahead.
The type of distraction where we're going to suffer from it, no, I don't think that. I think that, you know, there was a time, like, probably early in the week, you know, there was talk about it. But now you got to lock in and get ready for this.
For me, when they're actually doing the interviews, that's when I think they're distracted. Like earlier in the playoffs, like it's his job now. Now it's just about signing a contract, and they'll introduce him next week.
But they say the hay is in the barn now.
Yeah, right. I doubt this week it's really a significant thing. Now maybe, who knows, behind the scenes, maybe he's sending calls and texts about setting up his staff, and that's distracting. I don't think.
Well, I will say this to that.
He's got to get ready.
There are certain people that probably are in his inner circle.
That they're ready to go.
That they probably got the green light to say, hey, hold tight. You know, something about to shake, this tree about to shake or whatever.
Well, some of those guys might be on the Eagles staff, like his quarterback coach that's gone with him to different spots.
Yeah.
Nussmeier, he might go with him. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Jerry, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Jerry.
Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. What's happening, fellas? How we doing down there?
What's up?
Having a good time? It's a good time down there. I've been through there a couple times, so it's a good time down there. Before we get started on the conspiracy theories, Jerry Truckhorn guy is going to be at Chickens and Pizza on Friday the 21st from 2 to whenever. Chop it up with whoever wants to meet me. So I'm going to be up there. Mm-hmm. So anybody's listening, I'll be at Chickies and Peas on the 21st. It's in two Fridays now. So.
Chickies, all right, write that down.
Yeah, I will. To celebrate our Eagles Super Bowl victory, and I'll have father Jr. jersey on. So.
All right. Oh,
okay.
We'll see you there,
all right.
Jerry.
Okay, I'll be there.
Hugh put it in his calendar.
Yeah, good. Sure, yeah. I'm going to chop it up with Hugh. We got some stuff to talk about. So,
like Bigfoot.
All right. So I got to know it to Hugh.
Yes.
I done already struck FanDuel for $272 for future bets. Future bets is where it's at. Okay, I put them back in September, and I just landed them when they won the NFC Championship, and I got another $400 or $500 to go on Sunday when they win again.
That is the way to do it, Jerry. I like the futures too.
Okay,
yeah.
I might take
you get good odds. You just got to wait a while, right?
You just got to wait a little bit, but. You only need to do $10. I bet on everything that's on there pretty much. Basketball, hockey, you name it, I do it. Yeah. I only do $10 a day, and I only do 50 cent parlays. And I'm 50 cent parlays, and I'm ahead on FanDuel for a course of a year of over $250. So I'm just telling you, that's my theory.
We need your help on our parlays. I mean, we don't do
it. Because
well.
I don't think you guys have hit any all year. I've been following them. I think
thanks
you might
for the
hit
reminder.
One
yeah, we have not. Yeah.
We hit the first one, week one.
Oh, no, we
did. Yeah, I know, and I haven't heard a winner since then. So
Jerry,
I'm giving you some insight on my theories.
I'm just letting you know, if Kenny Gainwell doesn't get knocked out with a concussion, we clear that with ease. We're half a yard off.
I would have to. Don't worry. I would have to. I'm on that. I was on that one also. Okay. But so here's my thing. I'm not blaming the refs because the refs are being told to what calls to make by the NFL. It's not the refs. It's not them individually. It's the whole NFL itself. There's a lot of money involved. You got the Taylor Swift effect, which makes the ratings of the NFL go up. The NFL playoff ratings were down this year, 16% from last year. Okay? So there's a lot of things involved that go along with this conspiracy theory, and part of it's true, but part of it's not.
So what part do I believe?
That's what I'm trying. I'm still trying to figure that out. I believe it's more true than not true because I've watched so many of these calls and plays and I've had money on a lot of them. And there's a lot of fishy stuff that goes along with when these guys make these calls. And
this is a joke, quite frankly.
Jerry, we appreciate it. So Jerry, patting himself on the back for his 50-cent parlay.
Yes, a 50-cent parlay.
21st of February, you'll meet him there at Chickie.
He'll be there. Celebrate.
Were you promoting that event?
I guess we just did. I mean,
meet Jerry so we can trash all your parlays that you've made all season long. Jerk.
Don't trash them. Oh, jeez. This is where we're going. And it's only Tuesday. It's only Tuesday.
Jerry came in strong there with that. Yeah, he did.
Hey, look, it sounded like we got quieter. Did we feel kind of bad because we were loud? Mm. Now we're trying to conform. Don't be conforming now, Joe. We ain't conformed all this time.
I didn't want to yell at Jerry like I yelled at Tony for all his. Let's go to Rick, who's going to help us put this idea to bed. What's up, Rick?
Hey, first, thanks to all you guys for broadcasting from New Orleans, man. It's bringing some Super Bowl energy back here, and I'm loving it.
Loud.
You got it, Rick. Well, we're happy to be here, and I'm not sure everyone else is happy here because we're the loudest.
Like those cats.
What more could you expect from Philly, man?
That's right. Yeah, we came here loud and brash, and then we'll be kicked out at the end.
Yeah, screw those guys.
Thanks to Hugh for packing up his Xbox and dealing with that crappy Wi-Fi down there in that hotel. So we appreciate it.
I have not been here. And today is the reset for Destiny. I cannot play. I cannot get
play?
On.
What's that mean?
That means I'm stuck.
What about your clan?
My clan, they got to wait. The clan got to wait till I get back.
Excuse me?
The clan has to wait till I get back. As we are in the South.
Here's my thing, right? I'm not buying into this. I'm not buying into this conspiracy theory stuff, right? But there's no denying that the NFL has a perception problem here. And Joe, you mentioned it earlier. So I think that, we need to focus on how do they fix it. So my suggestion is if we think these guys, are seeing something we're not seeing, why don't they wear body cams and let's see what the ref sees? Take that. Out of the game here, let's replay what they saw. Maybe they saw something we didn't see. I don't know.
That would be fun. Actually, of all the suggestions, that one, imagine if there was a cam, a body cam of the ref, right? The ref that makes the call on a big play, and then the NFL puts it on their YouTube page afterwards.
See how they see it.
It would get millions of views.
People would watch that, and they still wouldn't be satisfied.
Well,